City of Wausau has selected the Stevens Point Fire Chief to be their next fire chief. Tracy Kajawa will take that position shortly. Mayor Jim Tiffle from Wausau joining us right now. We expected a decision on this by Thursday or Friday. It happened on Wednesday. What expedited the process, and how did you come about the decision up there?
You know, it's a process, and it's been a long process. We started way back in December, January time frame, and it's now, you know, almost May, but it was a very arduous process, you know, not only for the people involved, but some of the candidates. And but at the end of the day, I know we have selected, you know, an outstanding chief to take our fire department to the next level, and we're extremely excited about that. And that was part of the process. And next Tuesday, they will formally ratify the appointment. But we wanted to get that out in the community and let people know what our final selection was.
This change means that Kajawa will have to give her notice in Stevens Point. Do we have a time frame for when Tracy Kajawa starts her duties as the Wausau Fire Chief?
May 12th. That's a tentative date, May 12th.
Tentatively, May 12th start in Wausau.
Yes.
Okay. Any other news to go along with that?
That's it for now. That's big news for us. You know, we don't hire a police chief or a fire chief like every day. And last time we did that, I think it was, you know, 14, 16 years ago. And so we're excited about bringing new leadership to the fire department. And I think they're equally as excited as we are. They were involved in the process. They saw the final three candidates and interviewed them. She's not a stranger to our community, has done several educational components to our fire department, EMS, and other training sessions. And so it's not like she was not known to our community, but we're thrilled to have her on board in early May.
That's Wausau Mayor Jim Tiffle. Now, Wausau's gain is Stevens Point's loss. With us right now, Andrew Halverson is the mayor of Stevens Point. And with the loss of the fine fire chief, that starts the process for you to find a new chief. What has to happen next?
Well, certainly the use of the word fine is an understatement for the skills that Chief Kajawa possesses. She's a remarkable leader, certainly in an industry that has very few women, I might add, and certainly as someone who holistically looks at fire prevention, fire suppression, and EMS equally. You know, her skills are tremendous when it comes to EMS, but equally tremendous when it comes to fire suppression and fire rescue. And it's very rare, certainly in the fire service these days, to find someone with the level of qualifications that Ms. Kajawa brings to the table, equally on both sides of that argument. When you look at fire prevention and fire safety, and really the fire service in general, most of the time you have individuals who either have significant experience on the EMS side or significant experience on the fire side. And the great part about Chief Kajawa is she has both. Wausau is a great opportunity for her. It's a much larger community. It's a larger department. And we certainly understand that as a very good professional step for her to take. On the City of Stevens Point side, certainly our Police and Fire Commission has been very cognizant of the opportunity that Chief Kajawa was presented as she applied, and certainly they had started to think proactively and strategically about the process. So they already have a meeting scheduled for April 22nd, which will deal with the hiring process, the naming of an interim fire chief, and certainly how our city will deal with the transition for a fire chief. But this is a great commission. They certainly understand this process as they've gone through it before. So we look forward to that. Certainly with every loss comes opportunity, and we will be looking at that very carefully over the next probably 4 to 5 months as we look at that search process. So we're excited to embark on it. We've been proactive in preparing for it, and we certainly wish the City of Wausau well and Chief Kajawa well in her new professional adventures.
As you look at the upcoming month before she would actually take position in Wausau, plenty of opportunity there for some handoff, some interaction, some recommendations for the transition, right?
The chief and I have been very open with each other, obviously, during this process, and she has given me plenty of heads up for us to start thinking about transition and working with the commission to be able to work through that transition. So we do have enough time where the handoff should be somewhat seamless. She's obviously very organized, so paperwork, reporting, and operating procedures are all very well laid out as it is now, and The assistant chiefs that we have in our fire department are extremely wonderful professionals, as are the captains that we'll be looking at for continued leadership in the department as well. So we're very comfortable as we move forward in terms of how we're positioned. But at the same time, we know that as we seek new opportunities for really one of the more recognizable city department heads here, that's going to take good cooperation and certainly some pretty good recruiting to find a person that's going to be as capable as Ms. Kajawa, if not more.
One question I have to ask for your opinion on. With the recent discussions in committees and council meetings about the Detman-Carlson plan, do you think some of that may have played into whether she applied elsewhere, or do you think it's just an opportunity too good to turn down?
Well, it's certainly a very unique professional opportunity, without question. I've been, however, at the same time, very forthcoming with the Common Council in making them well aware of my concerns relating to retention and eventual recruitment of leaders that we have to make sure are the best of the best. And if we're going to do that, we have to be using appropriate statistical averages, we have to be using appropriate reasoning in how we build pay plans and how we look at them. So I certainly hope the Common Council understands that this is a reality and a priority that we will need to address, or there is the potential that we may have more of this, and that's certainly something that we want to avoid. So as we look at that, that's going to be a continued element of our conversations. We have to make sure that the salary and benefit packages that we're paying department heads and key managers is competitive and is investing in the right skill set, which of course is deserving for the residents that pay for the services that they indeed need. So I certainly can't extrapolate any further on reasoning, but this is a great professional opportunity for her. But at the same time, the Common Council has to understand that we have to ensure quality retention of the great department heads and managers that we do have. And at the same time, if we're presented with a situation, we have to know we're positioned to recruit the best of the best from a statewide point of view as well.